Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the first and last name on the account you're calling about today?
James Forrest, F-O-R-R-E-S-T.
Thank you. All right, I am locating this account for you. All right, so I'm going to have to search by first and last. Do you mind spelling your last name for me again, please?
No, F-O-R-R-E-S-T.
Okay, thank you for that.
And I just placed the order.
Okay, all right. Let's take a look at that. I have located this account. Verify your shipping address, please.
6533 West Valley View Road, Rogers, Arkansas, 72758.
Thank you. All right. And I see this is for the high potency vitamin D and the Omex 3 Ultra Pure. How may I help you today?
Okay. Actually, the order was not for any of those. It was my intent to order the CryoFreeze CBD pain relief roll-on.
All right. Let me take
and
a quick second.
Those,
go ahead.
Okay, and not those things that you just mentioned. Also, in placing the order, I mistakenly signed up for the email or newsletter, and I do not want the newsletter. I don't want an ongoing sending of this. I just want to order when I want it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So for as far as the email part of it, that you can adjust that setting in your customer and the Shopify site that you created the account. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second to look over the account, please, sir.
Okay.
All right. So what you're wanting to place is the order you want placed is for CryoFreeze. Is this just a one-time shipment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and I am. If you don't mind, sir, I'm going to place you on hold for just a second while I figure this out. Thank you.
Would the simplest way to do this thing is just to cancel that order and maybe re-enter the order?
That would be the more simple way. But I have a stack of pages.
Sure.
I'm sorry. This is a new system for me, and I'm trying to get used to the navigation of it. So we will go the easier route. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
This does not tell me anything. All right. I have not faced this problem either. So let me reach out to a supervisor. I do apologize. I know they're tired of me today.
Well, no, I just need to get this, mm-hmm. get it canceled.
Yes, sir. All right. So I'm just waiting for a response.
Okay.
Now, I mean, you placed that order for the vitamin D. That is an excellent supplement. You said you didn't place either one of those orders, though?
That's correct. I didn't place either one of those orders.
Okay. And that's kind of the...
Yeah, that's a little bit concerning.
Yes, sir. Okay. 1 second. All right. All right, so we'll go ahead and get this canceled. And you were right. I do believe I should slow down and stop overthinking this. So we'll get the account canceled. Okay. Yep. Got it. All right, so we'll get it. Little brother. All right, so I'm waiting on assistance.
Okay.
All right, try that again. Thank you for being so patient with me, sir. I'm sorry.
It's no problem. We just need to get it done, whatever it takes.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you. All right. All right, I thought you, okay. So this is from last month. All right, I'm not showing any items that you've ordered today.
Okay, I haven't placed, today is the only time that I have ever placed an order.
Today is the only time you've ever placed an order.
Yes.
All right. All right. And the shipping address is 65 Highway 219, correct?
No, that's not correct.
Ah. How in the world did I get this account? I am so in the wrong account. Okay, so never, one second.
You had the first part of that right. The shipping address is 6533 West Valley View Road, Rogers, Arkansas, 72758.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess I stopped listening after 65. All right. I'm so sorry. Let me go back and try this again then.
Okay.
Last name is Forrest, Forest, correct?
Two R's.
Yes, sir.
Forrest.
I'm sorry, I thought I said that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Good. Okay. So I'm not located in an account. Do you happen to have an ID number, order ID number?
Let's see if they.
Wait a minute. I can't look by. Oh my goodness. Yes, an ID number. That'll work. Okay. Do you have that, sir?
I do have the order number.
Okay, go ahead.
It's order number S as in Sam, H as in Harry, dash 96118.
Thank you. All right. All right. Do you? I'm not able to locate an account, sir. I'm asking for assistance. I did find one that is the only account in. You said that's not your address, sir. There's a phone number that doesn't look like a phone number you've called in from.
So what is the phone number?
01152691544196 does not look like a phone number that I've ever seen in my life. So
that's a Mexican phone, and the number is 669-154-4196. And it sounds like it has the area code on the front of it.
Okay.
So that is an accurate phone number.
Okay, we'll try that.
But I placed the order on my computer.
Yes, sir. Nothing. Nothing. All right, so. I'm asking for assistance, if you'll just hang in there 1 second.
Okay.
All right, what site did you order from?
What site?
Yes, what website? You said you ordered on your phone. You placed an order today.
I ordered it on my computer.
Right, what site were you on?
I don't know. Cryo Freeze CBD. And it was communicated through Omax Health.
Okay. All right, and that is us, and I'm not able to locate that account. I have a supervisor assisting with this location of the account. So
okay.
Just hang in there.
Okay.
All right, so they are assisting and trying to locate that account. Okay, have you been charged for the placement of that cryo freeze yet?
I haven't checked to see if my account has been hit and charged yet.
Okay.
I've received confirmation that it's been charged, but I haven't checked the ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
The newsletter that I signed up for, what's involved with that?
Well, I have no idea. I have to locate the account first, and so I'm not sure without locating that account. They're asking the what state are you calling from?
Arkansas.
I don't know. All right. All right. So, okay, can I check? Okay. All right. Product ID number. You have that product ID number, right? And said.
And you ask if my credit card had been charged, and the answer is yes, it has.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to transfer you over to an agent that is more experienced with this, and I do apologize for taking up so much of your time, but thank you for being patient with me. Give me one second. Right. I'm going to place you on hold, and please remain on the line, but I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.